Life's battles are often won or lost in our minds. Mind Games with psychologist Mara Steepers from the Salvos.
Last night, I was thinking about this session and I lay awake for quite some time. I was thinking about today's plans. I was thinking about an event I have planned that's been occupying my mind. I had songs that I'd heard during the day racing around my head. It's not a surprise that today I'm fatigued, I'm emotional, I'm a little bit irritable. I'm probably not going to be at my best, and I'm sure we've all been there. And that's because I haven't had my necessary quotient of sleep for the evening. And sleep is a really, really important thing. So today on Mind Games, we're looking at sleep, we're looking at why we need sleep. We've got some recommendations for how much we should be sleeping. And then we've got some hints and tips on how you can have your best sleep routine. One of the reasons that they say that sleep is so important for us, it is the opportunity for our brain to actually get some rest. Our physical bodies rest all the time throughout the day. If we're sitting down, we rest our main muscle groups quite well, enough to give them a break from the rigors of being human. But our brain really doesn't get rest while ever we're awake and conscious. And so sleep is our brain's time to actually rest. And they also say that sleep is really, really important because it allows our brain to do things like memory storage. And so while our consciousness is switched off, our brain works away quietly in the background, just storing memories and putting things in their place so that we're best able to face the next day. For this reason, is a really, really essential requirement, and a lack of sleep can have a huge impact on our psychological and physical health. But our sleep needs actually change throughout the lifespan, and it's important that we know roughly what amount of sleep we should be getting, both for ourselves as well as for the people around us. So if you think about babies, they spend a lot of their time sleeping, and that is because coming into the world is a really, really unique experience, but also because their brain is spending so much time connecting and growing that the brain needs a lot of rest at that point. When they get to be toddlers, they need around 11 to 14 hours of sleep a night. By the time they get into preschool, that goes to 10 to 13 hours. And when they hit school, primary school, then they need about 9 to 11 hours every evening. And again, our brain grows the most rapidly in the first 5 years of life. So it makes sense that we need so much time to sleep to allow the brain to do those connections. When we hit adolescence, then the quotient goes down to between 8 and 10 hours. And then adults generally need somewhere around 7 to 8 hours of sleep every night. Somewhere between 6 to 10 hours is acceptable. Any less than 6 is problematic, and any more than 10 is problematic as well, has an impact on us. And actually, it is true that the more we sleep, that doesn't necessarily equate to the more rested. So sometimes if we oversleep, we actually feel more drained and lethargic as a result of that. And that's because our sleep occurs in cycles. And so that amount, 7 to 8 hours, is about 4 or 5 1.5 hour sleep cycles. And these sleep cycles actually start, they're called our circadian rhythm, and they start even before we go to sleep. And so being able to connect in with those is really, really important in allowing us to actually get to sleep at the right time in relation to our body's natural cycling through wake and sleep cycles. We'll explore a little bit more of this important issue and what it means for our lives next week on Mind Games.